Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, July 25th. And today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-Boy, Jack. I got to hit you with three things. Can I hit you with three things, my friend?
Go ahead.
Okay, first, stocks are close to record highs.
Wow.
Second, Jack, you just saw Oppenheimer this weekend.
Yes, I did.
And third, where are you recording right now? That is some slamming salmon, my friend.
The new East Coast HQ in Burlington, Vermont. 4K camera. 4K.
What do you think of that, Christopher Nolan?
I got a little acne situation, though. I almost wish it was like 3K.
Adam can work on that. We'll brush it right out. First story, Jack. What do we got for this show?
Over the weekend, Elon killed the bird. He rebranded Twitter with a new name. X.
X. Because when something's not going well, you X it out. Literally.
For our second story, Barbenheimer massively outperformed at the box office. Fourth best weekend in U.S. movie history.
Yetis, Barbenheimer reveals the power of the positive sum game.
And our third and final story, the fastest growing self-care product right now is deodorant.
Deodorant. Yetis, deodorant increased its market share of your body.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix from this new studio.
Just a shocking and wonderful mix of stories, Jack.
All right, I'm keeping track here. You got Taco Tuesdays. You got Ceviche Wednesdays.
Jack, Thursday's the new Friday, and Friday is the real Friday.
But Nick, what if Tuesday was the new real Friday?
I like where you're going with this. What's the news, Jack?
According to the New York Post, Tuesday is the real Friday.
We repeat, Tuesday is the real Friday and the new Friday.
That's right, Yetis, because hard-hitting journalists at the New York Post noticed that New York City's restaurants are more packed on Tuesday than any day of the week right now.
Tuesday nights are beating Saturday nights.
Tuesday is the peak night at restaurants in Manhattan, which are getting 50% more business than last year's Tuesdays. What's going on?
It used to be dead on Tuesdays. Jack, Tuesday was the worst day. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty.
Yeah, these Midtown Manhattan restaurants are booking out their reservation weeks in advance on Tuesday nights.
Get this, the Gansevoort Hotel down in Meatpacking, they've seen customers triple on Tuesdays.
Now, there's a few reasons Nick and I are finding for this Tuesday turnaround.
There are a few factors in this new Tuesday booze day.
First, the number of folks back to the office just hit a record high since the pandemic.
Jack, when you're coming into the office, you might be coming in for a little après after work, too.
Second, people are still in post-pandemic party mode.
Drink every time someone says Zoom happy hour. I'll have what Carol from accounting's having.
But yet he's finally, we feel that Tuesday is living up to its natural potential.
You should go out on Tuesdays too. That's where the two in the Tuesdays comes from.
That's why they call it Tuesday. So Yeti's Tuesday is the real Friday.
Heck and I are adding up the numbers here. Tuesday, it's having the best day of the year.
Taco Tuesday is now free for any restaurant to use.
Trivia Tuesdays is back on track.
And Tuesday Booze Day is socially acceptable.
Not sure what that means for Wednesday, do we, Jack?
More ceviche?
We can't have too much ceviche.
Yeah, you can. Yes, okay. You can.
A little raw shrimp never killed anyone, Jack.
It's pronounced sashimi now.
Daddy's, let's hit our three stories. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. For our first story, Twitter is no longer Twitter.
No, it's not.
Elon has officially renamed and rebranded Twitter to X.
Because when your plan is failing, you X out that plan and try something else.
Xing it out is actually the oldest trick in the book.
Speaking of old, X.com. It's one of the oldest websites in the book.
Yeah, going back since 1999, that website, X.com, has been associated with Elon Musk.
Yeah, from back when he was a PayPal co-founder.
Yetis, let's go back 25 years ago. Elon told his co-founders of their exciting new fintech startup that that new startup should be called X.com.
Elon loved the letter X. Back then, he thought that X symbolized perfectly the revolution of the finance industry that the company was about to unleash.
That's what Elon thought. But his colleagues at this new fintech startup, they respectfully disagreed.
They preferred the name PayPal.
Yeah, they liked PayPal. And guess what? They ended up going with PayPal.
Yeah, they all thought that X evoked like criminality or like sex or like multiplication.
Which is why they committed to PayPal.
Well, Elon went on to found Tesla,
which created the Model X.
And he went on to launch a space company.
And called it SpaceX.
And he had 9 kids.
And he called one of them X.
And Yetis, it's not 1999 anymore.
No, it is not, Jack.
It is 2023 and Elon doesn't have to listen to anybody except himself.
And guess what? Elon still happens to own X.com.
And he still happens to be obsessed with the letter X.
So Yetis, whip out your phone. If you enter X.com in a web browser right now, it's going to redirect you to Twitter's website.
That's right, because over the weekend, Elon killed the blue bird.
Yeah, if you go to Twitter, the bird is gone. The whole history, anything involving tweeting, birding, anything like that, it's gone.
The name is gone. Everything is called X now. Even the logo on the top left, it's just the letter X.
A little bit of serif on that thing, but hey, it's still an X.
Twitter has been erased from Twitter. It's all been X'd out.
Yetis, what Jack and I are saying here, Elon named one of his children X, but he just named his favorite child X.
Now, X's CEO, Linda Yaccarino, was unsurprisingly gung-ho about this big move.
X is going to be the platform that'll deliver everything.
That's right. She called it the Everything app. And these are her words. She said it's going to be an app for audio, video, messaging, payments, and banking. All in one app built on your X profile.
Well, Jack, I'm in Twitter right now. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm in X right now. And what is in X right now? What's that?
It doesn't do everything. It just does Twitter stuff with check marks for sale for $8 a month.
Frankly, Jack, it seems like Elon brainstormed this idea with Kendall Roy.
Living plus X.
Logan's gonna love it. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Twitter? We mean X.
When something doesn't work, you X it out.
Look, Yetis, Elon is spinning this rebrand as part of a master plan. He was going to do it all along. He's been talking about X for a while. He says it's part of a master plan.
But Yetis, this is not Elon's Twitter master plan.
Sure, Elon's been obsessed with the letter X, and he can name Twitter that if he wants to.
He's even killing the verb tweet. You don't tweet anymore. X.
The letter X is now a verb.
But you know what else you X? You X out mistakes.
You do.
You X out a plan that's just not working at all.
So Yetis, we're looking at the situation and the reality is Elon's Twitter has been a disaster.
So he's Xing it out.
Literally. For our second story, we just got the numbers on Barbenheimer. And Barbenheimer was the fourth biggest weekend for movie theaters
ever.
Barbenheimer's success reveals the power of the positive sum game.
Yeti, speaking of sums, let's add this up. Barbenheimer, Barbie plus Oppenheimer, the movie combo. What are we talking about here, Jack?
It wasn't a movie combo. This was a movie festival that happened last weekend.
It was a cultural moment where you had to pick sides. If you're not wearing pink, you can't sit with us. Sorry, buddy.
Are you a Barbie guy or are you an Oppenheimer girl?
Are you an Einstein or are you a Ken?
A shocking number of Americans showed their allegiance to one of those two movies by buying a ticket this past weekend.
And sometimes, Yetis, the numbers tell the story. So Jack and I, we're just going to whip up the numbers for you on this one.
Barbie scored $155 million in box office sales in the U.S. and Canada.
Oppenheimer hit $81 million in box office sales in the United States and Canada.
And those two movies powered $300 million in total box office sales in the U.S. and Canada. It's only the fourth weekend ever we've hit the $300 million mark.
Not impressed yet, Yetis? Listen to this stat.
This is the first $300 million box office weekend without a Star Wars movie or a Marvel movie.
Jack, can we sprinkle on just a little more context to this one?
We are still in a movie theater recession. 2023 movie sales so far are still down 21% from their pre-pandemic normal.
And yet Barbie and Oppenheimer just made theaters their fourth most filled ever.
We actually have more context, Yetis.
We do have more context.
Barbie is the best weekend opener ever by a female director.
And Oppenheimer is a whopping 3 hours long and rated R, which means families and kids could not go. And yet,
it still got $81 million in box office sales. $12 of which came from my pocket.
Yes, it did.
But Nick, it was 3 hours long. It did feel like two movies. The only thing longer was the line of people wearing pink. Barbie fans overwhelmed Oppenheimer fans.
Like we said, if you're not wearing pink, you can't sit with us. But Yetis, Jack and I, we sprinkle on a lot of context here. Jack, we should point to our key observation about these two movies.
Barbenheimer's success this past weekend shows that we have a case of superhero fatigue.
Superhero fatigue. Apparently all of us Yetis, we got a little superhero fatigue.
For the last decade, the box office has been dominated by the two big S's.
Superheroes and sequels. That's all that Hollywood did.
There are so many superhero sequels at this point that the studios producing them are embarrassed. They won't put numbers on the titles anymore because it's embarrassing.
So Jack and I got curious and we checked out the current top 10 movies of 2023, and it's all superheroes or sequels.
If you look at the top 10 box office movies so far for this year, every single one of them is a superhero movie, a sequel, or both.
Don't believe us? Check this out. John Wick 4, Indiana Jones 5, Transformers 7.
Even The Little Mermaid is really The Little Mermaid 2 because it's a remake from the original.
Or unlike Fast and the Furious 42, there are only so many things that can be avenged by the Avengers, Jack.
But this past weekend, we had Barbie and Oppenheimer winning the box office.
Neither is a sequel. And neither is a superhero.
So Yetis, clearly, we had a craving for original movies with fresh stories. But there's something more to this story.
There's something more, and that more is our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are watching Barbenheimer?
Barbenheimer is the rare positive sum game.
Yetis, you may have heard of the zero sum game. A zero sum game often happens in politics or in business.
The idea that what's good for one party comes at the expense of the other party.
For example, sharing a pizza, it's a zero sum game. If I get more of the pie, you get less of the pie.
In the movie industry, it was thought to be the same. If you buy a ticket to one film, that means you're not buying a ticket to the other film.
But here's what Jack and I are thinking. Barbenheimer is the rare example of a positive sum game because both parties benefit.
Nick, these two movies were so different that pitting them against each other on the same premiere weekend, it was fun for everybody to experience.
Yeah, it drove excitement for the whole movie industry, and it drove people to theaters.
It drove people to theaters who, if they came out separately, probably wouldn't have gone to either.
Yetis, the existence of both Barbie and Oppenheimer made the pizza bigger.
Barbenheimer's positive sum game will stand out as an enduring precedent.
It may unlock collaboration and coordination among the movie producers.
Because what's good for one can be good for the competition too.
A positive sum game.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. For our third and final story, the new fastest growing category in self-care, get this, it's deodorant.
Because in this economy, we don't buy less deodorant, we buy more deodorant.
Jack, can you talk to us about the temperatures, the heat wave, baby?
It's hot everywhere. Your pits are probably drenched right now.
Yetis, you are doubling down on antiperspirant ASAP if we know what you're doing.
I have a buddy whose pits are so drenched, the pit stains met in the middle and just created like a long stripe of sweat on his shirt.
Jack, this is a family-friendly pod. In the meantime, Yetis, it's not just the heat that's jacking up deodorant sales right now.
Deodorant sales have surged for the past 2 years, and you can smell it.
You can smell it. Yetis, historically, deodorant was amongst the slowest selling of the consumer packaged goods. No one bought deodorant.
Yeah, we all smelled like a middle school gym.
But today, deodorant is among the fastest growing products in all of self-care.
And if you look at Unilever, which owns Dove, Axe, and Degree, they're experiencing double-digit growth in their deodorant sales.
In this economy? Yeah, Yetis, in this economy, it's actually the perfect economy for deodorant.
Because deodorant has become an affordable alternative to perfume.
Deodorant has become the low-cost cologne.
You can buy Eau de Gucci Dior for $150.
Or you could buy 5 sticks of Old Spice for $15.
Give me the 5-pack, please.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. There has been a surprise behavioral shift when it comes to deodorant.
And deodorant companies are loving every minute of it.
Yeah, because deodorant has gone from a single purchase product to a multi-purchase product.
According to Unilever, people want multiple types of deodorant to use for different occasions.
Get this, there's like a new trend, and Unilever says that the average U.S. consumer now has 2 different deodorants in their bathroom. 2 different types.
Yeah, 1 scent for weekdays, 1 more exotic scent for the weekends.
Okay, Jack, full disclosure, I didn't even realize I was doing this, but I kind of got 2 deodorants going on.
You're part of that data. I've been a 1-stick guy since I was 18.
You remember when I told you I use Ursa Major as like my main deodorant?
A Vermont-based company. I love that.
I love the eucalyptus. It kind of comes alive in me. But I also, on the weekends, I'm using Corpus deodorant because I like the way it looks.
You like the way your deodorant looks?
I think the bottle just looks cool to have out, Jack. Like you said, the weekends are a little exotic.
Yeti, speaking of scent, there's now flavors that look like your deodorant came out of a bakery oven.
It's not just about being fresh or smelling clean anymore like an ocean.
Deodorant scents include candy cane or mint cookie surprise.
You're not going to smell that deodorant. You kind of want to eat it. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in deodorant?
Deodorant increased its market share of your body.
Okay, Yetis, the real driver of deodorant sales, it's that it's being applied to more parts of your body.
Yetis, deodorant has always had the power to unstink you, but that power was limited to under your arms.
Well, now consumers have started increasing the surface area of use of deodorant to whole new body parts.
You ready for this, Yetis? The Wall Street Journal says after the armpit, the second and third biggest places to apply deodorant are your thighs and your feet.
Besties, raise your hand if you've ever applied deodorant to your chest or to your neck. guilty. Yetis, what Jack and I are saying here is head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
That should be the speed stick marketing campaign right now.
Because the deodorant industry has managed to increase its entire market by increasing its share of your body.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for T-Boy Tuesday?
RIP Twitter, RIP Twitter bird. Elon killed one of the most iconic internet brands.
Because when you make a mistake, you exit out.
For our second story, Barbenheimer was the fourth best movie weekend ever because we have superhero fatigue.
Barbenheimer is the rare positive sum game.
And our third and final story, Unilever is enjoying a boost in deodorant sales.
Deodorant is boosting its market share of your body parts.
I should apply some on the back of my knees. That's a no-brainer. It's the same thing as the armpit, but for legs.
Justice for leg pits, Jack.
But Yetis, we're not done yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, the Dow just rose for its 11th straight day in a row.
That is the longest stock market streak in 6 years, and we are this close to our record high.
And second, Israel's parliament just passed a controversial law that would weaken its judiciary.
Checks and balances are key for democracy. Israel now has one less check and a little less balance.
And finally, speaking of your balance, Spotify is raising the price of its music subscription by $1.
It's the first time they've risen their prices ever. We've had the same price for 12 years.
Honestly, Jack and I were kind of surprised they didn't do it earlier. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Mariana, a Mexican Yeti living in Aventura, Florida.
It was also sent in by Eric Mora because it's kind of a correction best fact yet.
Yesterday, Yetis, Jack and I mentioned you could get tequila in Oaxaca, Mexico because it's lovely down there. But technically, you can't actually do that.
Yeah, you can't because tequila is like champagne. It's very specific where it has to come from.
If it's not produced in the right place, then it's just not tequila.
You can't call it tequila unless it's made in one of five specific Mexican states.
And most tequila happens to be made in one of those states, the state of Jalisco.
Jalisco. There's literally a city in Jalisco called Tequila.
And if you're in tequila, enjoying tequila, and it's a Tuesday, then Tuesday is absolutely the new Friday.
Tuesdays. Because you can too.
Yetis, you look fantastic for T-Boy Tuesday. And if you want to help grow the show, honestly, the best thing you can do right now is drop into your work Slack channel and just say, hey, HYHTBOY.
Drop a link to the show and tell your colleagues why they got to listen to the best one yet.
Have you heard the best one yet?
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know. And before we go, a happy birthday to our buddy Timmy. It's Timmy's birthday.
He's 35 in Earth years, which is 24 in Montauk years.
Actually, he's like 65 in Montauk years.
Oh, and happy birthday to our buddy Bob.
Yeah, him too.
It's his birthday and he's from Woodstock, Vermont.
And also happy birthday to our other buddy, Mary Walsh Tunney, living in Greenwich from New Jersey.
Are we paying for these birthday shout-outs?
Too many buddies in July, Jack.
Happy birthday to Michael Barber in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And a happy birthday to Yeti Q, turning 30 in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, and weighing in at 7 pounds in 12 ounces, Melissa and Jordan's baby girl, Mila Rosenbaum, just turned 1 month old in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Jack. I own stock of Unilever, and Nick and I both own stock of Spotify.
You stuck the landing on this.
The Rosenbaum?
How did you have breath in the tank for that?
Dude, I watched Creed this weekend, a movie about boxing, and I felt like I was the boxing announcer.
Oh,
weighing in at 7 pounds and 12 ounces from the streets of Los Angeles.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I was like Michael Buffer.
That's great.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.